listening to the broadcast voice of Bath County High School Sports. Today's game, a service of Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank Owingsville, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Elite Excavation, Family Discount Drug, Furniture World Superstore, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank Owingsville, Porter Group Insurance, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Shorty's Quick Stop, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 97.7 FM and WKCARadio.com.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and glad to have you tuned in to WKCA 97.7, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Jeff Ray here. It is time for Bath County High School softball. On the voice of the Cats, WKCA, today we have the Lady Cougars of Morgan County in to visit with the Lady Cats on this senior night, an opportunity for Bath County to recognize the five seniors on their Lady Cat 2024 softball team. Center fielder Ray Lee Purvis, Ashton Barrett, Ashley Rogers, Jordan Schwartz, and Taylor Hodson, the five seniors on this team that will be recognized following the game here this afternoon. Certainly hope that the game has an opportunity to play as we look off to our south and our east. There is a little bit of dark clouds, but to the due east and a little bit north, it is a whole lot clearer, so let's hope that things do not circle back around on us and we're able to get this game in starting here in just about 10 minutes. Bath County, the home team, Morgan County, Lady Cougars, the visitors. When we come back, we will talk about several of our pregame activities, including our Ira Kilburn opening argument. We also, don't forget, during our postgame, we'll have the Downtown Athletic Club defensive play of the game, R.L. Cottle Construction offensive play of the game, Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award, the Swartz Mowing Unsung Hero, that and so much more during our postgame. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we will set the Bath County defense. We'll go over the Morgan County batting lineup, that and so much more here on WKCA as we get ready for Bath County, Morgan County softball. Stay tuned.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Take me out to the ball game.
This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissick. We are loan officers here at the Owingsville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owingsville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
How can you improve the health of your calves before and after they hit the ground? By feeding BioReg Plus consistently to your herd. Not only will it help the cow, but it improves the calf's survivability and performance by improving colostrum quality and immunity by 18%. BioReg Plus was created by a producer for producers large and small. Remember, gut health is an investment, not an expense. Contact Southern States Owingsville Service today and ask how BioReg Plus can help your animals.
Hey, Wildcat fans. Are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owingsville, Kentucky, and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats.
Bath County Morgan County softball here on WKCA. Let's go through the batting lineup for the Morgan County Lady Cougars. Coach Jeannie Swinney is the head coach for Morgan County. Leading off and playing second base is Jenna Cantrell. The pitcher bats second. That's Alyssa Smith. Third baseman Madison Smith will bat in the three spot, followed by catcher Alex Parks. In the five spot, McKenna Spencer will bat and play first base, followed by center fielder Chloe Dye. Batting seventh and playing shortstop is Haley Roop. The designated player is batting in the eight hole, Lila Bartley. And batting in the nine spot, Desiree Campbell, the left fielder. Bree Boland, the right fielder, is the flex. So that's who Bartley is batting for. Bath County defensively, if you follow Bath County sports, you know that Bath County senior shortstop, Taylor Hodson, was injured in a game earlier today. So that means that Taylor will not be playing in her typical shortstop spot. Bath County defensively will have Kylie Hodson pitching, Izzy Hughes catching, Ashley Rogers at first, one of the seniors, Allie Manley at second, Ashton Barrett, another senior who typically plays second base, will move over to the shortstop spot. Allison Bretz will bat or will play third base. Left to right in the outfield is left fielder Allie Dillon. Center fielder Raylee Purvis. Raylee is one of those seniors. And in right field, number 25, Riley Thompson. So the five seniors are first baseman Ashley Rogers, shortstop, I keep wanting to say second baseman because Ashton has played second base forever, playing shortstop tonight. Raylee Purvis in center field. The other two seniors are Jordan Schwartz and Taylor Hodson, who we mentioned. Taylor, in that game against Russell, was at bat and got hit in the hand. And because she was allegedly swinging at the ball, it was not a hit batsman. And another pitch, a couple of pitches later, came in and hit that same hand again. And even though Taylor tried to tough it out, I saw her in the dugout just a minute ago. And she's got a splint on it. I didn't ask what the damage was. It's none of my business. But she, needless to say, is not going to be able to play. You may hear in the background, and I paused to write notes down, they are in the process of presenting the Amy Leach Memorial Scholarships. And anybody who follows Bath County sports remembers Amy. And she was a red to the bone Bath County red supporter of anything Bath County, whether it be athletics, whether it be academics, whether it be whatever. Amy was right there in the middle of it, 150%. And since her passing, her family has put together the Amy Leach Memorial Scholarship. Members of her family are there presenting these awards, $1,000 scholarship given to one male and one female. And Ashley Rogers of Bath County softball is the female winner, and Clay Manley, $1,000 scholarship to both of those individuals for their college efforts. Much deserved. Let me wipe a tear away and appreciate Amy's family. And we all know that she was a big part of Bath County sports, and her family's still a big part of Bath County sports, and digging in to continue these kids and help them with their college journey on down the line. We're just minutes away from first pitch. Let us take a short break. Coaches are going to meet with the umpires, go over the ground rules. Actually, all in all, the field is in decent shape. There's a little low spot out at second base that had some water in it. But now, listen, Anthony Miller, as groundskeeper, has just done a whale of a job. So it's in pretty good shape. There's a little spot over here by the third base dugout, but it's in pretty good shape. So all in all, we will be ready to play ball here in No Time Flat. It is Bath County and Morgan County High School Softball. Lady Cats and Lady Cougars, stay tuned. First pitch minutes away here on WKCA.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargray Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargray Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargray Funeral Homes.
Attention farmers and agribusiness owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique financial needs? Look no further than People's Bank of Kentucky. We specialize in agriculture banking, meaning we provide a wide range of financial products and services tailored to meet the needs of farmers and agribusiness owners just like you. We offer personalized services to ensure that you get the support you need to thrive. Visit our website at peoplesbankofky.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back. It is the Lady Cougars of Morgan County, the Lady Cats of Bath County in this 16th region softball matchup. The Cats are in the 61st district, the Cougars in the 62nd district. Again, batting for Morgan County, Jenna Cantrell, Alyssa Smith, Madison Smith, Alex Parks, McKenna Spencer, Chloe Dye, Haley Roop, Lila Bartley, and Desiree Campbell. Let's talk about the Ira Kilburn opening argument. Bath County has had a successful season so far. However, they have dropped the last three games that, I don't mean this the wrong way, in the game Bath County was leading, in the game where senior shortstop Taylor Hodson got hit on the hand twice and she has not been in the field since. So they dropped that Russell game. They also dropped the game against Fleming County and against Rowan County, two district, clutch district games that they dropped. Had an open week last week because they had gotten so many games in that they had to drop a few games, and last week they dropped them. So the Ira Kilburn opening argument, back in the saddle. Had a successful season, went down and did well in Owensboro in the 2A state champions. And once that injury occurred, listen, one tough inning there in that game, and the wheels kind of fell off. So let's hope, for those of you who remember my friend Bill Harden, who was a co-worker, he was a fan of Westerns. Bill passed away, and his funeral was this past week. So I dedicate this Ira Kilburn opening argument to my friend Billy Bruce. Back in the saddle, that's the key, is the Cats will need to get back in the saddle and get ready for that victory. Stay tuned. During our post game, we will have our final verdict, and that will be in our post game, as well as the Downtown Athletic Defensive Play of the Game, our Elkhart Construction Offensive Play of the Game, the Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award, and the Schwartz Mowing Unsung Hero. That will be in the post game as well. Again, let me mention that Clay Manley and Ashley Rogers were the Amy Leach Memorial Scholarship Award recipients. And so congratulations to them. They had that presentation just a minute ago. Our ceremonial first pitch is about ready to be tossed out.
Game day sponsors, A&R.
We will get our ceremonial first pitch. We might see a bright spot in the pitching future. Allie Richards.
We appreciate all your support.
Looks.
Please welcome Allie Richards to throw the first pitch.
Goodness gracious. How old is Allie? Less than 10? Yeah, I'd say. Threw a strike in there for the first pitch, and we are ready. Speaking of first pitch, Montgomery Tractor, Flemingsburg, and Mount Sterling sponsors our first pitch. You know, with Bad Boy's patented independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there is no mower offering more comfort, durability, power, and value. Every American-made Bad Boy mower offers industry-leading innovation and performance, and that lets you mow with an attitude. Bad Boy mowers are available at Montgomery Tractor Sales, located in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. You can also go to MontgomeryTractorSales.com and get more information. First pitch sponsor, Montgomery Tractor Sales. Glad to have them as part of our broadcast sponsor list. The clouds are out. Now, again, here at the Bath County Athletic Complex, they are light-colored clouds, a little puffy. They do not look like they have significant moisture in them. My wife texted me earlier and said in the Howard's Mill area, there were some pretty ominous-looking clouds. Well, I hate this for you fellas in Howard's Mill. You guys keep them. We're going to play ball here in Owingsville as it is senior night, as we recognize Ray Lee Purvis, Ashley Rogers, Jordan Schwartz, Taylor Hodson, and Ashton Barrett, the five Bath County seniors. Because it is senior night, and because they are wanting to jump right on to that senior night festivities, Coach Kenny Williams is not expected to join us during our post-game activities. We are ready for first pitch. Kylie Hodson to Jenna Cantrell. First pitch out of the zone, ball one, and we are underway. Cantrell, Smith, and Smith due up for Morgan County. I do know some Cantrells, but all of the Cantrells that I know swung on and fouled at the plate. Actually, not foul. Charging hard and making the play for the 1-3 putout is Kylie Hodson. All the folks I know in Morgan County that spell their name similar to how other people say Cantrell, it's Cantrell. One up, one down. Alyssa Smith, the pitcher. Smith, a junior. Butted foul, strike one. A lefty. Not surprising that a lefty will try to use that speed and that left-handed batting advantage to maybe slap a bunt down. Squares to bunt and miss strike two. Good pitch low and away from Hodson. If you've got a lefty at the plate that's trying to lay down a bunt, make them hit your pitch. Put it at the knees on the outside corner. Now she switches around right-handed. Pitch inside, a ball and two strikes. You're welcome. Slap that headset on, but now I'm not going to mandate it, Coach. No. Yeah, listen. I'll have to turn the volume up. Let me do that after this pitch. Foul tipped at the plate. Count remains. A ball and two strikes. Let me make sure I didn't turn the wrong one down and the wrong one up. Yeah, I hear you rattling, so that means you're on. Coach Mark Collier.
Thank you, sir.
PA man extraordinaire. Change up, swung on and missed, strike three. Two up, two down, brings up Madison Smith.
Now batting number 12, Smith.
I heard someone say Maddie, so I'm presuming the senior goes by the nickname Maddie.
It's good to see the Lady Cats back out on the field. It's been a long break.
Been a long break, a much needed break. First pitch, fastball, swung on and missed, strike one. Smith wears number 12, plays third base.
That break came at a good time. They hit a little rough patch here, three games in a row, and a big week in district. Maybe just a little reset time away from the game will help them out.
If you're a Cat fan, that's what you're hoping for. Fastball swung on and missed, strike two.
Lots to still play for. You're playing for the two seed right now in the district. You want to be that home team in that second game. Brown County locked up the one seed.
Here comes the two-strike pitch from Hodson. Popped up on the infield. That's going to go over the third base dugout. Count remains 0-2 with two outs. Yeah, home team is a significant advantage. And you know, Bath County came off that trip to Owensboro where they finished third overall in the 2A state championship, riding a good wave.
Oh,
change of pace, swung on and missed, strike three. We'll continue that thought after these words. Halfway through the first inning, no score. Bath County coming to bat on WKCA.
Thinking of your home heating for this winter? Just call the pros at Clark Propane Plus and get the service you deserve. We're locally owned and our staff has over 50 years of service to our community. From tank to appliance, propane is all we do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit one of our showrooms in Winchester or Flemingsburg. Or call us and talk to a real person, not a machine. Clark Propane Plus, Winchester and Flemingsburg.
Just like you, Sherry's Pizza House supports Bath County Athletics. And just like you, they know good food. No matter what you order at Sherry's, you'll love it. Pizza, pasta, subs, all are great. Burgers, salads, chicken strips, they're all great too. Choose dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Catering is available for large orders. And Sherry's honors school pricing. Call 674-2231. That's 674-2231. Sherry's Pizza House, Miller Plaza, Owingsville.
Half an inning in the books. Bath County, Morgan County softball here on WKCA. Bath County will send to the plate shortstop Ashton Barrett. I will not get used to saying shortstop Ashton Barrett before this season is out. Center fielder Ray Lee Purvis, first baseman Ashley Rogers, Izzy Hughes, the catcher in the cleanup spot, followed by second baseman Allie Manley, pitcher Kylie Hodson, left fielder Allie Dillon, the designated player Abby Barnett, and third baseman Allison Bretz. That's the batting lineup for the Cats. For the Lady Cougars, pitching is Alyssa Smith, Alex Parks behind the plate, McKenna Spencer at first, Jenna Cantrell at second, Haley Roop at short, Madison Smith at third, Desiree Campbell in left, Chloe Dye in center, and Bree Bolin in right. For the Lady Cougars, dressed in blue pants, yellow stockings, gray shirts with blue and yellow trim, blue and yellow numbers. Bath County in their gray, solid gray with red stockings, red numbers with white trim. First pitch out of the zone to Bear. High ball two.
Nice to see you brought your sturdy LA today.
Yeah, man.
Same koozie.
Same.
How long have you had that koozie?
This specific one, probably less than 2 years. Now, I've got one that is probably 10 years old, but it's more of a it's more of a museum piece. It does not leave the basement. I carried it for years. It's red. And I carried it for years, and some of the color is worn off of it. High ball three.
Count 3-1. Ashton could have had a walk, but she got a little anxious on senior night, wanting to swing at that second to last pitch.
I don't know if I have a photo of my L.A. corner in my basement. Let me thumb through the... Here comes the 3-1. Called strike two. Here's a picture of my neighborhood dog, Big Earl.
Big Earl.
Can you tell which one's Big Earl? The one that stands there looks like a half cow, half dog. All right, here comes the payoff pitch.
Good eye.
High ball four. A leadoff base on balls to Ashton Barrett. There's my grandson and all his stuff, including their Dog Big Ross.
Your number one, Rayleigh Fervis.
Christmas pictures in there. My pictures of the mermaid show in Florida. Rayleigh Purvis bunts
nice
it down the third base line. A dandy. She is in safely. You ever seen a mermaid show?
I have not.
My daughter and grandson live close to Weekiwachee Springs, Florida. And part of the appeal there is they have a gigantic freshwater spring.
Number six, Ashley.
And they have got
Rogers.
A daily mermaid show. So the last visit, two visits ago, we went to the mermaid show.
Now, how did you like the show?
It was pretty doggone cool. Let me tell you how it works. So this spring, it's a man-made spring, and actually the spring feeds all the water to their water district there. So all the houses are fed out of this clear spring. And they have the mermaids
strike
in their strike two to Rogers. They've got like a air hose connected. So when they're swimming, they're holding that air hose in one hand. They'll take a breath and they'll do their acrobatics and things, and then they'll blow the air out and take another breath. It's like 30 minutes underwater. These girls are doing this out of the zone. One ball and two strikes to Rogers. It's pretty impressive.
Would you go back?
100%. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. And there's like a big glass window that you're sitting under the water watching. And because it is a spring, there's a ground ball to the first baseman. Good squeeze there by Spencer. So Rogers on the fielder's choice is out. That moves the runners to second and third. And during the show, fish will just swim by the window. And there have been instances where alligators have swum. Now, when they see them, obviously the girls who are the mermaids, they immediately bring them out of the water. So it's not...
So you're in there with live alligators.
The girls are. No, you're behind like a... We're like this in press row where we've got windows. Mm. You've got a wall of windows. Change up high to Izzy. One ball, one strike. So the water's probably 40 feet deep.
Gotcha.
And you go down the steps and you sit in like an auditorium seats. And I do not see. There's one off the handle that's going to
down
drop. A tough play. Smith went back. Was not able to corral it. Hit right off the tip of her glove. So that loads the bases up.
Allie Manley.
I've got as many pictures of Big Earl, the neighborhood dog, than just about anybody in my phone.
Courtesy runner number seven, Addie.
Except, of course, for my grandson. He's in about every picture that there is.
That was
stunningly enough.
That was a weird little pop-up. Nobody came in to call it off, had some backspin, hard catch through the pitcher.
That was kind of a no man's land because the pitcher, her motion brings her toward home plate like it does any pitcher, and then it was hit with just enough ump to get to the back of the circle, hit right off the tip of her glove, first pitch to Allie Manley, strike one. So the base is full, Barrett at third, Purvis at second, Hughes at first, Manley at the plate with one out. No runs scored for either team. We're in the bottom of the first. There's a grounder to third. A 5-3 put out, so an RBI as Barrett comes in to score. Purvis moves to third. Hughes to second. Brings up pitcher Kylie Hodson.
Kylie Hodson.
Hodson, the Bath County pitcher, could certainly stand to put one in a gap somewhere and score a couple more early. First pitch to Hodson.
I know you've had a little bit over a
belt
week.
Belt high fastball, yeah, man.
But, I mean, you know, it's a team like this, you know, I'm not about Morgan County, but the pitcher's throwing some BP about they say in those days. I mean, you just take advantage, get back in the group of things right here.
So far, all the Bath County batters have scooted up in the box trying to get a little bit closer to the pitcher.
1-1 now.
Had a buddy of mine we played baseball with. He had an old saying, said they called the deli and brought in the meat.
Look out. One ball, one strike, one in, two on, two outs. There's a number fouled at the plate. A ball and two strikes. Bath County would certainly love to put a couple more in here in this first inning. Stake themselves to a little bit bigger lead. They're up 1-0. Ground ball, lookout. That right into the third base dugout.
Coach Williams has had better hands than that.
He was covering up. Count remains a ball and two strikes. A walk, a single, a fielder's choice, an error, and a ground out. One in, two on, two out in the Bath County bottom of the first with the Lady Cougars of Morgan County on this senior night. Change up, grounded to third. A bang, bang play. A couple of 5-3 putouts. Bath County scores one, strands two. One inning completed as Bath County won, Morgan County nothing here on WKCA.
If your truck never leaves the pavement, this message is not for you. Find the ultimate tire for the toughest jobs at major brands. Through May 22nd, purchase four new BF Goodrich HD Terrain TA tires and get an $80 reward card after online submission. BF Goodrich HD Terrain TA tires are designed for heavy-duty pickups. They're engineered for extremes, tuned for torque, and designed to do more. Stop into Major Brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Powell Funeral Home, 39 Main Street, Salt Lick, and owner Robbie Powell is pleased to help sponsor Bath County High School Sports on WKCA Radio. Powell Funeral Home is the oldest continuously owned funeral home in Bath County, operated by the Powell family since 1935. They serve Bath and surrounding counties with cremation as well as traditional funerals from simple to extravagant. Powell Funeral Home offers pre-funding plans including the Investor Heritage Life Insurance Company. Want to know more? Contact Robbie Powell, funeral director at 683-2871.
The Lady Cats left some meat on the bone in that first inning. They had first and second with no outs. Rogers hit into a fielder's choice to the first baseman on a smash. A good play by Spencer. Izzy Hughes reached on an error. A ground-out RBI from Allie Manley and a ground-out by Kylie Hodson. Bath County does score one, strand two, one run on one hit. No runs, no hits. In the top of the first for Morgan County, Alex Parks, McKenna Spencer, and Chloe Dye do up. Catcher, first base, center field for the Lady Cougars. Morgan County comes into this game 2-15 on the season, 1-7 in the region. First pitch fouled straight back, strike one. 21 times, this is the 22nd time these two teams have met since 1999. The first nine were won by Morgan County. The last 12 won by Bath County.
What's that date?
Fastball on the inside corner. 99 was the first time they played. Now, I didn't write down what the date of that first game was. Then, obviously, there were several years that they did not play. That also includes the COVID year where nobody played. Two strikes, the count. High ball, one. We will soon have that COVID year in the rearview mirror. There won't be any more extra year players. There's a ground ball to second.
Good play.
A 4-3 put out. Good job there by Allie Manley. One up, one down. Allie took it on two hops. Made a good throw.
Now batting number 16, Spencer.
One up, one down brings up first baseman McKenna Spencer. Spencer made a good defensive stop off the bat of first baseman Ashley Rogers, one of those five Bath County seniors that will be honored tonight during the postgame.
outside.
Pulled the string. Check swing. Did not go. Ball one. Had a chance to do the audio work for the post-game senior recognition. There's a number off the handle. Just off the tip of the glove of Allie Manley. I believe I will score that a single. It was a little flare right off the tip of the glove. That's one of those bang bang calls. You got, coach?
You got a single or an E4? Mamma Jean E4. I think your first step has to be back on that, and you come and you have to make that play.
Came in just a half a step, and that was the difference. Very similar to the play that Izzy Hughes reached base in the first inning, where Alyssa Smith, of course, her pitching motion brings her in, and she had to try to reverse course and back up and hit right off the tip of her glove.
So you scored all one. You scored that hit.
Well, I may be overruled. One ball, one strike, one out, one on.
Check game changer.
Top half, yeah. We will check the official. The general.
Turn it.
Good play there.
Got him. Yeah.
Double play. What about that? A 1-6-3. A big hopper. Kylie Hodson jumped and fielded. Did not hesitate. Wheeled and fired to Ashton Barrett, covering at second, who threw a pellet to Ashley Rogers at first. Through the top half of the second inning, Bath County leads Morgan County 1-0 in our softball game of the week broadcast.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bath County coming to bat in the bottom half of the second, an inning-ending 1-6-3 double play. A dandy by Kylie Hodson finishes the top half of the second. Allie Dillon, a little flare to the pitcher, a diving catch, one up, one down.
Got to lay that bunt on the ground. Bunt can't be in the air in that type of situation.
Dillon, pretty good speed.
Number five.
The bunt didn't hit the dirt. It just kind of a little flare to the pitcher, and that's where the pitcher's momentum bringing her toward the plate is an advantage. She was able to take another step and dive to her right. Strike one called to Abby Barnett. Barnett, the designated player, batting for right fielder Riley Thompson. We're halfway through the second inning, one out in the bottom of the second. There's a grounder, foul down the third baseline. Strike two. Third baseman Allison Brett's on deck, and then back to the top of the order. As we mentioned, senior night. Five seniors on this Bath County squad. Ray Lee Purvis, Ashley Rogers, Jordan Schwartz, Taylor Hodson, Ashton Barrett. They will be honored in the post game. That pitch skips in there, ball one, a ball and two strikes. A very talented group of young ladies. been a big part of this program for years and years, to say the least. These kids were playing ball together. High ball three, ball two.
These seniors
from when they were babies.
A lot of victories for this Bath County Lady Cats softball program.
A bunch.
They will be missed. But there's still a lot to play for this year.
A bunch.
Good hit, young lady.
There's a line drive into center field.
No way to get started.
Good job charging and cutting it off. Chloe Dye with the throw in.
Step number 23.
A one-out single
Allison
by Barnett.
Britz.
Brings up third baseman Allison Britz. We were talking off the air a little bit. And again, I do not want to turn this into Beetlejuice where you say it and it winds up happening. Listen, I've been really impressed with Allison Britz defensively this year.
Mm-hmm.
Check swing, couldn't hold back. What a grin. Covers her mouth. She looks down at coach, goes, "I am so sorry." Yeah, tried to hold up, couldn't do it. Listen, she has done a whale of a job defensively at third base. Fouls that pitch straight back down two strikes.
Is this the time to run? We were talking about there about getting them on and pushing them around.
You know, I'm surprised she wasn't off with the one-strike pitch. Of course, you got an out. You don't want to get them out, throw them out double play with the top of the order coming up, but I may be tempted. Two-strike pitch is low. One and two.
I haven't been impressed watching the catcher throw down a second in between innings, so that's why I was just asking.
Listen, Bath County's got good speed. You got to put pressure on the opposing team. Fouled straight back.
Way to stay alive.
Even if it is an all-state caliber catcher, sometimes you've got to let her rip. Keep them honest.
I think it's one of the softball team's strengths is the speed.
One ball, two strikes.
What information did you get from Coach Kenny Williams before the game?
Very little. He said, "I'm as ill-prepared for this one." Swung on a pitch out of the zone. First strike out of the game for Smith.
Next up, senior.
Brings up Ashton Barrett, who walked and scored the only Bath County run in that second inning. The flag's hanging limp. And as we look around from our position here on press row, there's a ground ball up the middle under the glove. That did not go far enough to make an effort to extend, put him on the corner. So Barrett, a two-out single.
Senior
Barnett
Bailey
stays at second base. Made the turn at second, but that ball was not very far into the center field grass. Good thing she turned around. Brings up Ray Lee Purvis. There's a ground ball in the hole.
Get him in there.
That's got him on the corners. Oh. The throw to the plate. Let's see. Unable to make the play.
Ashton coming in.
One's going to score. Two's going to score. Ray Lee's going to wind up at third base.
Nice piece of base running right there by the Lady Cats. Heads up play, Ashton Barrett.
So Barrett Barnett comes in to score, as does Barrett. Purvis singles and advances on the throws.
Okay. Senior number six.
Ashley Rogers comes up, who grounded into a three unassisted fielder's choice. Two more in here. The Bath County up three with a runner at third. An aggressive runner at third in Ray Lee Purvis. Rogers takes that first pitch out of the zone, ball one, with Izzy Hughes on deck. Cats with a little two-out momentum. You might think, if you're a Cat fan, put a couple more runs in here.
That's a stroke.
There's a line drive that skips all the way to the fence. In with an RBI double is first baseman.
Hard hit ball.
Ashley Rogers, as Purvis comes around to score, that's three in the inning, four in the game, and Izzy Hughes up. You might think, if you're a Cat fan, if you can get three or four or five here, turn this into a big two-out inning. That might take some of the starch out of the Lady Cougars. Izzy Hughes, ground ball down the third baseline. Rogers comes in to score from second base.
Now let me ask you this, Coach.
E5? I think so.
Okay.
I mean, it was a reasonably hard hit. Reasonably hard hit,
now,
but
number four, Allie,
right under the glove of the third baseman Madison Smith. Allie Manley.
I didn't know how generous you were being today.
Well, listen. That's a question that I don't know.
If I don't ask, Coach,
you don't ask, you don't get the answer, do you? Addie Reed, the courtesy runner, as is generally the case. Bath County now with four in this inning, five overall. Yeah, that's an E. And that, to be honest with you, that's probably not as tough a call as either of the other two that hit off the tip of the glove. There's called strike one. In my feeble brain, the easiest one I could be convinced to go from an E to a base hit is the little flare off the bat of Izzy Hughes, because it was just a number hit into no man's land. There's one off the handle. That's going to go into right field.
Addie Reed running second to third. Good piece of base running.
So a single puts runners on the corner. Next, I could.
Now, batting number nine, Kylie.
So the first error off the bat of Izzy Hughes I've got is like a 30-70. No, that's not the right way to say that. It's like a 55-45. I could be convinced that it was a base hit instead of an error.
Now, which one was that, Coach?
That would be the one off of the bat of Izzy Hughes that Alyssa Smith, her pitching momentum carried her
out
toward
of
the plate.
Out of the three, I'll give that one a hit. But the other two that were questionable, I got to be an E, Coach.
I would. I've got them all three marked as an E, but I could be convinced on that one. Changeup just misses inside. Ball two. To Kylie Hodson. Kylie, the ninth batter of the inning. The Cats with two on, two out, four in. A base hit here would score a couple of more. All with two outs.
Get in there.
That pitch goes to the screen. Everybody advances one.
See, again, the strength of the Lady Cats on the base pass, yep. Man. It's just, you can't understate that.
So Reed, the runner for Izzy Hughes, scores. Manley moves to third base, and Hodson at the plate now. Ball three, the count on Hodson.
Good eye.
Out of the zone, ball four. That puts runners.
Oh, she's going to second. The lady.
On the corners.
Yeah. There we go. Be aggressive right here. I like it.
Courtesy runner. Going in will be Katie Pruitt, number 12.
Courtesy runner number 12, Katie Catherine Pruitt. Now
that's
number three.
That's one of those running little tricks that if you catch the other team maybe napping just a little bit, you trot to first and then just turn the burners on and go toward second. First pitch to Allie Dillon, called strike one, who attempted a bunt her first time up. It was a little pop-up and a diving catch by the pitcher, Alyssa Smith. Bath County 6, five of those here in this inning. Dillon, the 10th batter this inning. That pitch out of the zone, 1-1. 1, 2, 3, 4 base hits, 5 base hits, a walk and an error in this inning. Bath County, all the damage done with two outs. There is a fly ball to left field. Good play out there, covering a lot of territory, is Desiree Campbell. Bath County, though, with a big inning, they score five. They've got six total. 6-0 our score, top of the third coming up on WKCA.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
The unsung hero of the game is sponsored by Schwartz Mowing Company Incorporated, an established right-of-way maintenance company located in Olympia, Kentucky. They provide the right-of-way industry with quality service and the equipment and manpower to get the job done under the toughest conditions. Line clearing, mowing, tree removal, canopy removal, and herbicide vegetation control are some of the services they provide. For more information, call 606-674-2971 or their website, schwartzmowing.com.
Bath County, a big bottom of the second. Picked up 5 runs on 5 hits. That means they've got 6 runs on 6 hits total. Morgan County scoreless so far as we head into the bottom half of the third. Roop, Bartley, and Campbell. Bath County sent 10 batters to the plate in that second inning. All the damage done with 2 outs.
I'd love to listen to some, have, ask some of our viewers, if you don't mind, Coach.
Let her rip.
If you are
Coach, strike one.
If you are the official scorer in a softball or baseball game, do you tend to lean on the side of the benefit of the doubt for the defensive player or the offensive player? Are you going to, if it's a 50-50, are you going air or hit? Text us and let us know how you would feel with it.
Ooh-wee, fouled straight back, strike two.
I just want to get some input. If it's just me being too hard as a coach, or should I be more gracious? I want to know if everybody else, how everybody else
would feel. Oh, that is a great question. Probably with as many answers as there are official scorekeepers. 2 strikes now the count to shortstop Haley Roop. Takes that pitch out of the zone, ball one. Roop, right-handed batter, wears jersey number 5 for Morgan County. Roop, Bartley, Campbell. A couple of 1-2-3 innings, even though in the second.
Ooh, nice
swung
pitch.
On and missed, strike 3. A good change of pace on the pitch from Kylie Hudson. That's her 3rd strike out of the game. In the second inning, Spencer reached on an error. Tough call making that an error call on the second baseman. But then Chloe Dye hit into a 1-6-3 double play. A big hop. That Hodson in the pitcher's circle made a good play, popped up to the first baseman in foul territory. Good play by Rogers. 2 up, 2 down. Strikeout and a foul pop to first brings up left fielder Desiree Campbell. Campbell made a good play defensively to finish that second inning, playing in a little bit in that left field spot. Covered some territory backing up on a fly ball off the bat of Allie Dillon to put a stop on that inning offensively. Bath County in their half of the second had 5 runs and 5 hits.
Another
6-6
coach.
For the game. Yeah, man, pour it to me.
Are you giving 50-50 at first base? Ground ball, 50-50, first base, bang, bang, play. Are you siding with the runner or the defense?
I don't know that I understand the question.
Okay, ball hits the shortstop.
Yep.
That was the first bang bang play.
Uh-huh.
Ball hits the glove. Same time as foot hits the bag.
Uh-huh.
Here you go. What are you doing?
For me, a tie goes to the runner. I do not know if that's official, but that, as an old man, that's all. That was our rule in wiffle ball in 1971, and it applies to me 53 years later. A ball and 2 strikes, 2-2. Top of the order, Jenna Cantrell on deck. 2 outs. Top of the third, Bath 6, Morgan 0 in our softball game of the week broadcast. a regional matchup. Bath County in the 61st. There's a ground ball foul down the first baseline.
Come on, Blue. You got to catch that if you're going to go for it.
Morgan in the 62nd. Bath in the 61st.
Error on the umpire.
He realizes. Listen, that had enough spin on it off the end of the bat of Desiree Campbell. That looked like a Willie Moscone pool shot. Swung on and missed, strike three. Halfway through the third inning, Bath County leads Morgan County 6-0. Bottom of the third after these words on WKCA.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as their premier stockyards for treating the customer right whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends. Enjoy your favorite breakfast when you mix and match a savory sausage McMuffin, a buttery sausage biscuit, or golden hash browns. Buy one, get one for a dollar. Price of participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal, valid for product of equal or lesser value. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owings.
Bottom of the third, Bath County will send to the plate Abby Barnett, Allison Britz, and then back to the top of the order with Ashton Barrett. Bath County one in the first, five in the second. Those 5 second inning runs, let me check and see if I don't have any answers to your questions on my phone. Those 5 second inning runs all came with two outs.
Oh,
there's a line drive into left field. Good play out there by Desiree Campbell. Campbell has made two good plays on fly balls.
Now, batty number 23.
Allison. One up, one down, brings up Allison Britz, 0 for 1 with a strikeout in the first. Then Ashton Barrett on deck. There's a number off the handle, popped up to the third baseman. Two pitches, two outs. Ashton Barrett, been on base twice with a walk and a run scored, single and a run scored. Let me see if I can look my stats real quick. Barrett comes into the game batting 455, so going 1 for 1 will just up that a little bit. The whole team batting 362. Taylor Hodson, who is out due to injury, 513. There's a base hit. Lands right behind second base.
Let's get another little two-out rally going.
What do you say? Two-out single. By Barrett, brings up center fielder Ray Lee Purvis. Singled in the first, stranded at third base, singled and scored in the second.
Are you aggressive right here, or do you let her hit on the base path?
I say send her. First pitch high and tight, ball one, runner goes.
Going again?
No. But again, I'm up here. And I'm not in the third base coach's box. We will find out how much of a prognosticator I happen to be. The throw from home plate to third is significantly shorter than the throw from home plate to second. Now, I'm not saying you don't. But you got the meat of your order coming up and a runner at second. Ray Lee swings and misses a shoulder-high fastball. Now, I'm not saying maybe you don't dance around a third of the way and see if you can draw a throw, and as soon as you see it move, you take off to third. With the meat of the order I'd say don't run yourself out of an inning, but I am not paid to make that decision. Two ball, one strike. 2-2. Or 3-1, my bad. That pitch, shoulder high. Ray Lee earlier signed to play softball at the University of Pikeville. Going to go down there and study business, be involved in the ag business field.
Good for her.
There's a smash into the gap. That's going to be an RBI at least double. My guess is she trots into second base.
Good base run.
Heads in as the throw gets away. Excuse me.
Nice piece of base running right there.
Stand up double. Two singles and
now
a double.
Senior number six.
And an RBI.
Rogers.
Well, you got a double.
I got a double there and then advance on the throw. So Ashley Rogers, who hit into a fielder's choice, a double and an RBI, a run scored. Don't forget, stay tuned during our post game. We will have the Ira Kilburn final verdict, the Downtown Athletic defensive play of the game, the Caudle Construction offensive play of the game, Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award, and the Schwartz Mowing Unsung Hero. That and so much more in our post game. Bath County up 7. Purvis at third base. Rogers at the plate.
Oh,
hit. A hit batsman. Puts runners on the corners. And Izzy Hughes.
Next up, number 22, Izzy Hughes.
Officially 0-0, reached on two errors. Anybody that disagrees with the scorekeeper's ruling, I will forward you the appropriate email that includes forms to fill out. Hughes at the plate, runners at first and second. First pitch going. Rogers in safely with a stolen base. There are procedures if you want to question the official call. Please follow the appropriate chain of command.
That's ground all we ball, ask.
Foul just, territory.
Just go about it the right way.
Go be appropriate. That's exactly right. Follow procedures. One ball, one strike. The right fielder for Morgan County shaded well into right center. Everybody else in about, actually the center fielders pulled a little bit.
Good hit. Hard hit.
Good snag on a one hopper by the third baseman, Madison Smith. So Hughes out 5-3. Bath County scores one, strands two. After three completed is Lady Cats 7, Lady Cougars nothing. Top of the fourth after this on WKCA.
All of us at Richardson Funeral Home know that losing a loved one is never easy, and we are often left lost and confused. Richardson Funeral Home is here to provide guidance and support when you need it most. Richardson Funeral Home is multi-generational and has served families since 1952, starting with Randolph Richardson. The staff at the Richardson Funeral Home, Kathy, Jenny, Gary, Crystal, Noah, and Ernie, look forward to serving our community that we love for many years to come. A tradition of excellence will continue. 121 East Main Street in Owingsville.
Bath County Ace Hardware, the helpful place, located on Water Street right downtown. It's the handy place, too. Whatever you need, I'll bet they have it. Things like skill power equipment, mobile home parts, electrical service kits, rental tools, key cutting services, glass cutting services, plus treated and untreated lumber. Yes, your Bath County Ace Hardware is your helpful place right downtown. Bath County Ace Hardware, Water Street, Owingsville.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Got a dance routine going on in center field. The three Bath County outfielders, Allie Dillon, Ray Lee Purvis, and Riley Thompson, have a little choreographed number they do. A little shimmy, a little shake. Let's see what happens right here when they give the old arm swing. There it goes as they head toward their respective positions. 1, 2, and 3 due up. Jenna Cantrell, Alyssa Smith, Madison Smith, here in this fourth inning. Bath County up 7-0.
Leading off from Morgan County.
Over the Lady Cougars. Good to have all of our listeners in West Liberty tuned in, as well as listeners from all over the globe to WKCARadio.com. Second trip through the batting lineup, first pitch. Just a bit out of the zone.
Ladies and gentlemen,
having a substitution.
Number 25,
Bath County senior,
for your senior
Taylor Hodson, went out to be on the field for one pitch. As we mentioned before, she is not able to play in this game. After a storied long career as a Bath County Lady Cat, hit twice in the same at-bat, in the same hand, 3 games ago. And when I saw her on the bench earlier, she had that big mitt. And actually, she still's got that brace on her left hand.
Taylor, Taylor.
The crowd acknowledging Hodson, who will
such a sweet
continue
young lady.
Her college career at the University of Charleston. I'm glad that she was able to get out there.
Such a sweet young lady. I hate that her season ended like that. Big things ahead of her. Big things ahead
without
of her.
A doubt.
She's going to have a great collegiate career going on, make a lot of money. She's going to do great.
An emotional moment for Taylor and for her parents and for her teammates, including her younger sister, Kylie, who is in the circle today. So a good moment to give her an opportunity to appear in this game. Swung on and missed.
And we haven't had any bites on our question here, so let me give us a trivia question. What was
look at?
When's the first year the Bath County Lady Cats won a district championship? This is easy. The year the Lady Cats won the first district softball championship.
Fouled at the plate, dead ball off the batter's foot. Count remains 1-2.
We love interaction with the fans.
That ought to be a reasonably simple
answer.
Yes, sir.
First district championship in school history for the Bath County Lady Cats softball team.
One ball, two strikes. Cantrell back in the right-hand box. Called strike three at the knees. Tough pitch there. That was that outside corner at the knees.
Now, buddy, number three.
Called strike three brings up Alyssa Smith, the Lady Cougar pitcher. She last at bat. Started out on the left-hand side. Made a couple of slap bunt attempts. Got down two strikes. Switched back to the right-hand batter's box. There's a bunt.
I think that's going to be fair territory.
I'm not sure she was ever in fair territory.
I would throw the red flag in the NFL to see that.
You think?
With that 7-0 lead, let's try it.
Let's get the camera out. We'll run the video back. Strike one.
I don't know what the protocol is.
Smith.
In softball or baseball.
Infield scoots in just a drop. Squares to bunt, pushes through it, down two strikes. My presumption is that Smith is a natural righty.
But can slap hit.
But can slap. Has got pretty good wheels, so. If you've got pretty good speed, fouled at the plate, good changeup from Hodson to Smith. If you've got pretty good wheels, if you can turn around and slap bunt off that left-hand side effectively, you can be an integral part of the offense on your team. Down two strikes. Fastball out of the zone, a ball and two strikes. On deck is Madison Smith. Alyssa, the junior pitcher. Let me find Madison on here. Fouled straight back. Good at bat there.
I know you're not.
Madison, the senior.
I know you're not supposed to say this, but
look
are we still working on the no-hitter?
Correct. It is a no-hitter. Had one runner reach on an error. If not for that error, it would be a perfect game. There's been 10 up and 10 down.
Right.
Make that 11 up and 11 down with another strikeout. Six strikeout now of the game for Bath County's Smith. Kylie Hodson. Madison Smith, the senior third baseman. Jersey number 12. First pitch changeup swung on and missed. Strike one. Alex Parks, the catcher, on deck for the Lady Cougars. That was a nice moment just a minute ago with Taylor Hodson allowed to take the field. And then substituted Ashton Barrett back in for her. Taylor, one of those five seniors. Purvis, Barrett, Rogers, Schwartz, and Hodson that will be honored after the game here today. There's a ground ball to third. Good play there.
None other than Allison Britz.
A 5-3 put out. Halfway through the fourth inning, Bath County 7, Morgan County 0, bottom of the fourth after these words on WKCA.
This is Chairman Carney. Come and see me for a sweet deal at Dutch's.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's health care. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
Welcome back. Bottom of the fourth, Bath County 7, Morgan County 0 in our softball game of the week.
Number 4, Allie Manley.
We were referencing clothing items of certain age and the fact that I have socks and calluses older than these young ladies.
Hit
batsman by Allie Manley. You know, I may have T-shirts older than you, Coach.
39?
Oh, now I promise I do.
Now
I sure do.
Kylie Hodson.
I've got a Willie Nelson T-shirt that I promise you is over 40.
Is that a good concert?
It was outstanding. Do you remember, by any chance, Tombstone Junction? Does that name do anything for you? Down at Cumberland Falls, runner goes.
It does not.
So, down at Cumberland Falls, they had Tombstone Junction. It had an old locomotive that was a steam locomotive. That was their gimmick because they had the old train that ran around. And they had an outdoor amphitheater. Probably the whole theater with the seats and the stage. There's a fly ball in the left. That's going to go to the fence. One run will score. Hodson with an RBI double.
Stand up double.
And there, so what they would do, these big stars that would play music, Pruitt going in to run, so they catch these guys playing music that would be on their way to Chicago or Cincinnati or wherever, and they'd get them to stop on a Thursday on their way to a show in Cincinnati on a Friday or something. Or on a Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock on their way back from a show back to Nashville, they would have them stop in Tombstone Junction. Probably a 5,000-seat thing. It's burned down and is no longer down there. But it was a good place to watch a show.
Now, where was that at?
It was down close to Cumberland Falls.
Cumberland Falls.
Yes, sir. Pitch skips out of the glove of Parks. That puts Pruitt at third base. So Bath County with one in, a runner at third. They're up eight here in the bottom half of the fourth inning against the Lady Cougars of Morgan County. I also, let's see, my second helping T-shirts. There's one off the fist. That's going to drop. That's another no man land.
I mean, nobody touched it.
That's a base hit. Yep. Again, when the pitcher's momentum brings her toward the plate and the ball is just a flare that lands strategically between pitcher first and second baseman, just kind of in no man's land. So runners on the corners with Pruitt, the courtesy runner at third.
Strike. Ooh. Not sure if I agree with
Dylan. Dylan with a stolen base now at second base, and Barnett singled and scored and hit a fly ball to left field. One for two.
I rarely disagree with an official.
Oh.
Rarely. But I have to disagree with that one, Blue.
He's got a better lookout.
It is.
That's a shot over the right fielder's head. Two runs will score. Coming into third with a two RBI single is Abby Barnett. Two RBI triple as Pruitt and Dylan both come in to score.
Now batting number 23.
Allison Bretz comes to the plate. 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a pop-up to the third baseman. Unlike the second inning, where all the Bath County runs came in with two outs, here Bath County runners have scored three times in this fourth. Still no outs. Strike one swung on and missed by Bretz.
Again, our trivia question is, when was the first year the Lady Cats won the district championship?
Pulled foul.
Need some interaction from our fans tonight. You are looking at two stamps from the Owensville Post Office.
You've doubled the prize, two stamps?
Two stamps, not books, two stamps.
Yeah, no.
Two stamps.
Usually it's one stamp.
And I tell you what, you call in with the correct answer, you go to Irma's and tell them you want a hot dog, a chili dog on Jeffrey, if you call in within the next 5 seconds.
Hit batsman.
Are we not allowed? Is that okay?
Yeah,
it's been 5 seconds, so you're off the hook.
Let's see if anything happens. You know, I had somebody do me that way one time at a local restaurant. Walked in, he was there. I'm not going to say who it was.
Number 10, Senior Ashton Barrett.
Walked in, he was there eating, and I walked in, sat down with him, and ordered my meal. And as he walked up, he mentioned he would get my lunch for me, and I walked out.
You fell for that?
I sure did. Next time I went back, they said, hey, listen, when you was in here the other day, you didn't. I said, no. He was going to pick it up. Well, he didn't. Well, I wound up giving him. There's first pitch swinging, ground ball in the hole between short and third, an RBI single.
Where were you at when you did that?
I'm not going to say because the place is still in business and the person that did that.
Number one, Senior Rayleigh
is still actively involved in ministry. Two on, no out, four in. Bath County up 11. Center fielder Rayleigh Purvis, 3 for 3. Pulls that one foul. Winds up out of play. Runners at first and second.
Well, did you tip well when you went back?
I always tip well. Listen, my daughter worked in the food service business for a little while. I'm telling you, in the food service business, you work like a dog. Pop straight up behind home plate, battling the screen, unable to come up with it, is Parks. A tough play there behind home plate. Purvis comes back to the right-hand batter's box, down two strikes. Listen, those guys work like borrowed mules, and they deserve to be tipped appropriately. Runners at first and second. One, two, three, four in, no out in this fourth inning. Purvis fouls that one back into the bleachers. Count remains 0-2. Ashley Rogers on deck. Ray Lee 3-for-3. Two singles, a double, and three RBIs. That pitch out of the zone, ball one. That little edge of the cloud up there, if you reverse the image of the state of Kentucky.
I see it.
That is very similar. The point is on the wrong side. If you'd have to be looking from the opposite, either looking at the mirror in a map in a mirror or something. 1-2. 2-2.
Tell us a little bit more about your mystery dinner. Was it just you?
No, it was just me. No, it was just me.
Big bill, small bill.
Oh, no, it would have been, the meal would have been $10, tip 13 or 14, you know what I mean, in that window. The restaurant does serve L8 in a bottle. I'd realize that kind of ball three.
Narrows it down just a little.
Well, not by much, because if I'm eating there, chances are they serve L8, and chances are good that they serve it in a bottle.
Now, they serve chili.
They do, but it's not one of their main menu items. They do have it. I've never eaten it there. Full count.
Good hit.
That one's pulled foul down the left field line. Count remains 3-2. So it is a Bath County business. Listen, I need to be careful because I don't want to give too.
Was it in the 40360 area code?
Correct. It is in the Owingsville proper city limits. And counts full, 3-2, Purvis back in.
Where's security?
Smith.
At? Don't we have security for press row?
High ball four, bases full.
You want to announce Ashley's name?
So Ray Lee started out in a 2-0 hole.
Now up to bat, number six.
Ashley Rogers.
Guest PA announcer. Allison Brett's now at third, Ashton Barrett at second, and Purvis at first. Bases are full, no outs. Cats up 11 with Ashley Rogers, one of the five seniors at the plate. So let's think ahead just a minute. Is 15 the answer after three, or is it more than that?
10
after five, okay. So theoretically, Let's just play theoretically. Theoretically. Ashley Rogers, Bath County senior and first baseman.
It's a grand slam.
Puts one out of the park for a walk-off grand slam on senior night. I don't know if anybody on press row would celebrate that or not. I don't know if anybody in the crowd would celebrate that or not. That pitch inside, runners advance.
Well, it's not going to be a grand slam.
Not going to be a grand slam, but it still could be a walk-off. Runners advance. Tough crowd.
It's all security.
Tough crowd. Listen, I thought soccer moms was tough. Softball moms threatening physical violence here on press row. So the cat's up a dozen. Rogers back in. That pitch.
Nobody's coming.
Nope.
I just wonder where the RBI was on that.
Not going to happen. So runners at second and third. In case you can't tell, that's Ray Lee dancing at second base. Ashton Barrett at third. Bath County up big, ball three. So the cat's up a dozen. Three more will finish them off here as we have senior night with five seniors because of senior night and the incredible length of the senior night recordings, which is in the 22-minute neighborhood.
Oh, wow. All I got to do is press play, Coach.
Yeah, I know. Five seniors. A couple of six-minute recordings, a couple of fours, with a little bit of music tossed in. There's a ground ball up the middle. One run scores, two run scores. So a two RBI single, as Barrett and Purvis circle the bases.
Izzy
Hughes, 0 for 1, reached on an error twice and scored a run. Allie Manley on deck again, no outs in the bottom half of the fourth. Izzy, the Bath County catcher. We saw Izzy step in to the catcher spot after an injury last year. Was it last year or year before? Maybe it was year before. Maybe she played catcher all of last year.
I thought she got hurt last year. Had to have somebody filling for her.
That's what it is, isn't it? Yeah.
Not to
her catching hand. No, thank you very much.
You on air,
facts
sir.
Are optional, generally speaking.
As long as it makes for a good story. How's that go?
We do not let the truth stand in the way of a good story. Listen, put that on my tombstone if you don't mind. Listen, I would jump too. There's a smash knocked down by the shortstop. Flip to second.
Run over.
So Hughes hits into a fielder's choice. Rogers out on the fielder's choice.
Now batting number four, Allie.
A 6-4. Allie Manley, who was hit by a pitch to start off this inning. So the runner on base.
All we need is one.
Addie Reed. She is the run that is most important because the Cats up 14. One more run completes the game here in the fourth. First pitch out of the zone, ball one to Allie Manley, who got a RBI ground out to third in the first, singled and stranded at third in the second, hit by a pitch and scored earlier in this fourth inning.
There's a ground ball
up the middle. The flip
one out
for the 6-4 fielder's choice, back-to-back. So Manley hits into a fielder's choice.
Next up, number 9, Kylie.
So Allie Manley is the runner that can make the difference here. Kylie Hodson grounded to third, walked, doubled, and scored earlier in this fourth. Have we got announcements that we need to make? Pitch gets away from the catcher, advances.
For the interruptions. I'm used to it.
Listen, I've been married for almost, this coming summer. I got married in 1987. This coming summer will be my 37th year of marriage. And my wife and I dated for 3 years of college. So my wife and I have been a couple for 40 years out of my 59. There's a base hit into the gap under the glove of the left fielder. And unless my math is incorrect, as Manley comes around to score, that should finish it up. Bath County victorious over Morgan County on this senior night. Final score, 15-0. Bath County getting ready for their senior night recognition as they will honor Ray Lee Purvis, Ashton Barrett, Ashley Rogers, Jordan Schwartz, and Taylor Hodson, the five seniors. Let's take a break and hear a word from some of our sponsors. It is time for Bath County postgame on WKCA. Stay tuned.
This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissick. We are loan officers here at the Owensville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owensville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
How can you improve the health of your calves before and after they hit the ground? By feeding BioReg Plus consistently to your herd. Not only will it help the cow, but it improves the calf's survivability and performance by improving colostrum quality and immunity by 18%. BioReg Plus was created by a producer for producers large and small. Remember, gut health is an investment, not an expense. Contact Southern States Owingsville Service today and ask how BioReg Plus can help your animals.
Hey, Wildcat fans. Are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owingsville, Kentucky, and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats!
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Welcome back, Bath County Softball. The Lady Cats victorious over the Lady Cougars. The rain held out and the game was played. Bath County final score 15 runs on 13 hits. And Morgan County, no hits. The only runner they had was an error in the second that was wiped out with a 1-6-3 double play. So that one error, the difference between a perfect game and a no-hitter for freshman pitcher Kylie Hodson. Bath County Senior Night, we've talked about it all night. Ray Lee Purvis, Ashton Barrett, Ashley Rogers, Taylor Hodson, and Jordan Schwartz, the five Bath County seniors who will be recognized here very shortly. That's why Coach Kenny Williams is in the dugout in the will not be here during our post game to get ready for that. Bath County, 15 runs on 13 hits. They scored one run in the first, six runs in the second, one run in the third, and then eight more in the fourth for that grand total of 15. Bath County seniors, let's run through the offensive numbers. Let's run through them all. Ashton Barrett, 3-for-3 plus a walk with four runs scored. Ray Lee Purvis, 3-for-3 plus a walk, two runs, three RBIs. Ashley Rogers, another senior, 2-for-3. With a run scored and an RBI. Izzy Hughes, the catcher, reached base on an error twice, scored a run. Allie Manley, 1-for-3 with two runs and an RBI. Kylie Hodson, in addition to pitching a no-hitter, 1-for-2 with a double, a walk, and a run scored. 1-for-3 for Allie Dillon with a run scored. 2-for-3 for Abby Barnett with a base on balls and two runs scored. Allison Brett's 0-for-2 with a hit by pitch and a run scored. That's the batting lineup for the Cats as they wound up winning 15-13. Ira Kilburn, final verdict, sponsored by Ira Kilburn, attorney at law. If you need legal counsel, Ira Kilburn is the man to call. If you need paperwork, if you need legal questions answered, you need representation in court, Ira's a good man to know. My opening argument was get back in the saddle in honor of my friend, the late Bill Harden, one of my co-workers who passed away last week, and just had a beautiful service in Mount Sterling at the Baptist Church over there. It was just perfect. And so in honor of Bill and in honor of this opening argument, it was get back in the saddle, as in back in the saddle again. Bill was a huge fan of Westerns, as am I. Bath County had last week off. They had too many games that they had you schedule a lot more games expecting some rainouts, not enough rainouts, so they wound up having to cancel a couple games last week. They went well over a week without any games played, and it was time to get back in the saddle, and what the Cats needed to do was wake those bats up, and they did. Every one of the nine batting positions scored a run, all come out of all nine positions. So Ira Kilburn, attorney at law, final verdict, Bath County did get back in the saddle and came back with a 15-0 win here on WKCA. Going to be hard to pick Downtown Athletic Club defense and offensive players of the game. Defensive play of the game had to be that 1-6-3 put out off the bat of Chloe Dye in that second inning. A big hopper that a good play was made by Kylie Hodson. Hodson took a big hop, immediately wheeled and threw it to Ashton Barrett at second, who relayed it back to Ashley Rogers at first for the 1-6-3. That was the only runner that Morgan County got on the plate, and that's the Downtown Athletic defensive play of the game. R.L. Cottle Construction Company, they give out the offensive play or players of the game. Hard to kind of pick anybody out. You've got Ashton Barrett, 3 for 3 with a walk and 4 runs scored. Ray Lee Purvis, 3 for 3 with a walk, 2 runs scored, 3 RBIs. You've got Ashley Rogers, another senior, 2 for 3 with an RBI and a run scored. As we look through, there are so many nominees for that. In a 15-0 game, we'll just have the entire offensive lineup be the offensive players of the game, because every offensive batting position, 1 through 9, scored at least 1 run in this victory here today. The Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award, sponsored by Brad Weaver. Cannot say enough about the career that Taylor Hodson has had. And she was injured 3 games ago, hit in the hand in the same at bat twice. And you might ask yourself, how can that happen? You get hit by a pitch, you go to first base. They said that she was making an effort to swing, and if you get hit during a swing, it does not count as a hit batsman. So she got back in the batter's box, got hit on the same hand in the same at bat twice, and she has got that brace on her hand and got that wrapped up pretty tight. Let's recognize Taylor Hodson for the Dig Deep Award. She came back in for one pitch to get in the official scorebook in this game, and has done great things. She came in this game batting over 500, just a vacuum cleaner at shortstop, made play after play after play at shortstop. And just congratulations for that award. Brad Weaver, thank you very much. And Taylor, we miss you. We wish you were playing out here with us on senior night and the rest of this season. We know you do too. And we saw a tear or two as you made your way off the field earlier. And I just wish you nothing but the best next year in Charleston. Schwartz Mowing, unsung hero. There are so many folks that qualify for that. Again, when your defense doesn't have much opportunities to make plays, your starting pitcher strikes out 6 in 4 innings, which is Kylie Hodson is not a strikeout machine like some pitchers are. She pitches low in the zone, keeps the ball on the ground, lets her defense make plays typically. But today here with 6 strikeouts. Schwartz Mowing, unsung heroes. Again, Jordan Schwartz, another senior who does not get to play a lot, but she is a part of this senior class. And Jordan and all of the seniors, you hate to say unsung heroes, because you guys have been heroes all year long with Purvis, Barrett, Rogers, Schwartz, and Hodson. So we will count all 5 of those seniors as unsung, as they have led this team this year to well over 20 wins, and looking forward to many more as the rest of the season goes along. So that wraps up our post game. Again, Bath County victorious, final score 15-0 over Morgan County. Special thanks to Owen, who is in the studio. Hannah is under the weather. She tested positive, and we do not want to be around people who test positive for certain contagious diseases. So Hannah is out. Owen stepped up. Owen is kind of like the Ashton Barrett of our team that just plays whatever position that needs to be played. And so, Owen, thank you very much. All of our sponsors, all of our listeners, Coach Mark Collier on color as well as PA, and all the Bath County fans out there listening. Final score, Bath County 15, Morgan County 0 on this senior night. Good night, everybody. Take me out to the ball
game. Take me out to the crowd. You're listening to the broadcast voice of Bath County High School Sports. Today's game, a service of Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank Owingsville, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Elite Excavation, Family Discount Drug, Furniture World Superstore, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank Owingsville, Porter Group Insurance, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owensville Service, Shorty's Quick Stop, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. More real country music is headed your way on 97.7 FM and WKCARadio.com.